The United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific says developing countries in the region are expected to grow at a slightly lower rate this year. Average growth will be 7.7% in 2008, down from 8.2% last year. China is projected to grow at 10.7%, while India should see 9% gains. And the region's developed economies can expect growth of 1.6% this year, compared with the 2% recorded in 2007. Shamika Siraman is a senior UNISCAP economist in Bangkok. She says while the region's economies will see some moderation in growth this year, they are stronger than a decade ago during Asia's financial crisis.
We think these economies are very, very resilient. They have low debt, their budget deficits are under control, surpluses in trade balances in many places, plus there is about $3.5 trillion in reserves. Plus, the other fact is that there is, at the moment, there is very low exposure to the U.S. subprime crisis in the region.
But Siraman warns there are still great uncertainties facing the region, especially over the degree of the slowdown in the United States economy. The UN report notes that rising food prices are a much greater inflation problem than oil prices because food accounts for a far higher proportion of consumer spending. For instance, in India and Indonesia, food represents almost half of consumer spending. The Food and Agricultural Organization says food costs worldwide spiked 23% last year. Grains went up 42%, while dairy increased by 80%. The UNISCAP survey stresses that chronic neglect of Asia's agriculture helps keep 218 million people in extreme poverty. Malcolm Cook is the program director for East Asia at the Lowy Institute in Australia. He says policymakers in many parts of Asia, including the Philippines and Indonesia, have failed to improve vital parts of the rural infrastructure. That, he says, has hampered agricultural output.
Maintaining irrigation systems, extending irrigation systems, and improving farm-to-market access roads. So pretty much your meat and potatoes of agricultural policy.
The report called on governments to focus on improving agricultural productivity, such as connecting the rural poor to cities and markets, and making it easier for farmers to borrow money and buy crop insurance. Agriculture provides employment for 60% of the working population in the region. The UN report says that while the region's developed countries, Australia, Japan, and New Zealand, may see financial markets slump because of the U.S. credit crisis, developing nations are less affected. Countries such as Cambodia, Vietnam, and Bangladesh, which have little exposure to international financial markets, will be little affected. However, the report warns that if the U.S. economy weakens, developing countries may see their exports fall. Among signs of economic progress in the past year, the survey notes that China has boosted economic growth in several of its impoverished western provinces, which should help narrow the income gap between rural and urban residents. Naomi Martig, VOA News, Hong Kong.